Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Can you please introduce yourself for us?
So my name is Neil, and I'm a co-founder and CEO of Clippers, which is recently launched a mobile app in Toronto.
Okay.
And it's all about, we are a marketplace. We connect users and the hairstylist and the barber around the area.
Okay.
So it works like, as a user, you go onto the app, and you see all the hairstylists and barber around your area. You see their portfolios on the app. You see their services and prices they offer. And the good thing is you can book an appointment with them, and then they come to you and deliver the appointment. So you don't have to go to the salon anymore.
Well, that just took an interesting twist that I wasn't prepared for.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we've seen, even here at Collision, we've seen barbershop scheduling apps.
Yeah.
But I've never encountered one where they come to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how does that work?
So the barbers has a screening process, which we do to get on board.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing, they have to be experienced. And they have to have license if they are hairstylists. Barber doesn't need any license. They have to go through a background check because it is very necessary for customer safety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're coming to me, I want there to have been a
background
check.
Yeah. So that is the whole process, and then only we approve them. So we are literally handpicking them.
Okay.
And the customers, they go onto the app because there are many people, let's say for example, a single mom, a young mom, they cannot travel with the kids to the salon. There are working professionals, like they are totally busy. And nowadays, how it works is
a
like...
Startup founder.
Yeah. Nowadays, how it works is like you all literally have to give 2 hours of your time to go to salon, come back, find a parking spot, wait in line maybe sometimes.
Impossible babysitter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And so the user has a good experience right now. Like we recently launched, we have a good testimonial from customers as well. So users are enjoying it. And the good part of it is like our hairstylists do not leave the customers how messy. They clean up after the appointment as well.
Okay.
So that's a good part.
That's important.
That's important too. We don't want to upset customers.
And equipment wise, so the barber or the hairstylist brings all the equipment?
Oh yeah, they have all the equipment.
Okay.
They have all the kit prepared and they bring along with them.
Okay.
So, and they know, like, prior to the services booked, what services customers have booked, what equipment they will need. And they also have, like, consultation time with customer. Let's say it's a hair color appointment. So customer has to have a consultation with barber or hairstylist before they put on any chemicals. So that's also works through the app and everything.
Because the last thing you want is for your hair to turn green and fall out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. that's the measure we want to take. You don't want that.
No.
My mother has been a hairstylist.
Oh yeah, she told
like
me right now.
Like 40 years.
Yeah, she just told me.
She has told some horror stories from some of the shops she's worked at, where people have come in and they're like, "This is all that's left. Help me."
Oh no way!
Because they try to do it themselves. So that's the last thing you want.
Yeah, that's definitely.
You've got to talk to somebody first.
Yeah.
What crazy things have you tried already, so I don't make it worse?
That's true, that's true. And so we are also like focusing on AI.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So we are developing a product, in our product, where a customer can take a picture and through AI, they will be suggested what haircut suits them.
Oh.
That's nice.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know what kind of haircuts.
Yeah. What suits them, what like who, and they will literally match those people or any haircut they want to hairstylist, which can deliver that. Yeah.
Oh.
That's like ongoing product right now. It's not developed. We are doing it in-house.
Okay.
And we want to introduce crypto blockchain as well. So we, as a reward point, we give our customers reward points through the app.
Okay.
So when they pay money, they get reward points when they pay, use our services.
Mm-hmm.
And they can redeem as a discount. But now we want to move on blockchain so they can redeem as a cryptocurrency after a while.
Okay.
So that's a later stage.
You guys are going big with this.
Yeah. Planning so.
Where did this project come from?
So we started like, so I had two things in mind. It's from Toronto only. So mm-hmm. we had two things in mind was, number one, I am definite customer of this thing because I do not like to go to salon at all. And number two, like few years ago, my relative was in a hospital and they needed like a haircut like urgently. And we cannot find any hairstylist who can come and deliver the haircut. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, this is a problem. Like, why there is no people coming at the hospital and delivering the haircut? And it took our one day to find a hairstylist who can come and deliver the haircut. And then I thought, like, okay, this is not a huge problem. This is a small problem. Then I researched more, and I found out that, okay, a lot of people have this problem. They are not able to figure out who good hairstylists are or good whoever barbers are, where they should go. Mm-hmm. And then we started researching more. We found out that there are like huge community out there who need these services. And we like went on and prepared a business model and then launched an app.
I mean, that's really good. I mean, I know that I'm moving soon. I'm moving to a different city that's, you know, 2 hours away. And I would not know where to get a hairstyle.
Oh,
you know, I don't know where to get my hair cut.
Yeah.
And you don't want to go through a trial and error, you know, section, because then you have like messed up hair for, you know, months.
So and it's not, you don't want to go, well, there's one.
Yeah, no.
Fingers crossed.
Let's try Let's this
That's
one.
That's what happened to me when I moved to Canada. And I was like, okay, I'm very positive about my hair. Where will I go?
Mm-hmm.
I had to literally phone my few of my friends who were over here. Talk to them, like, who
where
is the best?
Yeah,
who
where
is,
do you get
who
your
is the worst? And I literally had 5 reviews from different people. And I'm like, okay, it's difficult for me to select who do mm-hmm. I go.
Right.
And I literally went with finger crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they do a good job with my hair, otherwise I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
Then after I found, like, second time I found my hairstylist. Okay.
Okay.
Now this is a perfect person mm-hmm. who knows to do my hair. And then from past many years, I only go to him. Or now he comes to me.
Hey.
Now he comes to me.
That's nice. And a lot of these like
That's funny.
Processes for hair are not inexpensive.
No.
You know, like you spend a lot of money and then if you don't get what you want, you're just out the money and you don't look the way you want to look.
Yeah. Definitely.
And none of that is good because it's not like you can really hide it. I mean, I can because I always wear a hat. But
just
whether I like my hair or not, I always have a hat on. But, you know, most people don't have that ability to...
Yeah.
You can't just walk around like this all day long
No.
and hope that nobody notices that you look bad.
Yeah.
At least
just,
in your own
just
opinion.
Just stay home.
Again, startup founder. That might work.
Yeah. Stay home. They come to you.
Sometimes
stay
you
home,
hide.
Office, hotel, wherever you are. They go to you. And it's like you can get it today until future, like 2 weeks after also.
Okay.
So... Today and after.
Okay.
In
so
future.
I can say, I need this urgently. It turns out I have a meeting today I wasn't planning on.
Yeah.
Help. Or I have availability next Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can book whenever you want to.
Perfect.
And they come to you. And that's it. It's easier process nowadays.
Yeah. Great.
I like it.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
So it's currently here. Mm-hmm.
Currently here.
Okay.
Currently
what are
here.
Your plans down the line? Because I see you're in alpha, which means you're pretty early stage.
You're pretty early stage, yeah.
So
right now,
look like?
So right now we are developing trust from clients, our customers right now we have. And then we are trying to expand it outside Toronto area, where like remote area, where it is, for them it is, they have to go 1 hour to drive to the salon, and when that there is no salon nearby for them.
Okay.
So we are trying to expand over there and see if any hairstylist is available there to do the services. And then bigger cities like Montreal and Vancouver, next stop. And then hopefully United States.
Okay. Very cool. When the new take a picture, give me an idea comes out.
Oh yeah.
That'll be I'll still be able to give that a try?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Anybody. And it's for male and female both right now. So anybody, any age, who has hair are our customers.
Who has hair?
Who has hair is our customer. But, yeah, we are competing directly to the salon industry,
okay,
which hasn't been changed at all, like, since many years.
Yes. Most are even still keeping their appointment book in a book.
Oh, yeah. And a bad thing about salon is, like, hairstylists do not earn more. They have, like, very tough commission-based going on in the salon, and we offer, like, very good amount of commission to hairstylists. So the thing is, they set their own services. They set their own prices of the services, and we give them 85%, and we keep 15% of that.
Okay.
So it's makes sense. Their business. Yeah. They can run however they want to run. Mm-hmm. They can offer whatever services they want to offer.
Okay. And it's just a transaction fee.
It's just a transaction fee. So we don't even charge for anything to sign up. Like we only charge when they deliver an appointment.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way of doing it, because it's a good way to get a larger base.
Yeah.
It doesn't... Because obviously, the argument in the startup community is always, do I go for the guaranteed recurring revenue?
Yeah.
Or do I scale quickly?
Yeah, definitely. That was a huge discussion before we launched the business model. I'm like, no. We are not taking anything from hairstylists right now. We will be taking afterwards.
Yeah, that makes sense, because it gets the stylist into the system.
Yeah.
And then they can start telling their clientele,
yeah,
I'm using this to schedule.
Yeah.
And then now you have more users. Yeah, the more users, the easier it is for you to sell to new stylists.
Yeah, that's what we are approaching right now.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Going for the viral growth model.
Oh, yeah.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, if people want to find out more about your platform, how can they do that?
So go onto the website, check www.getclippers.com, and you can download the app and use it if you are in Toronto right now. And you can follow us on Instagram at GetClippers, at Facebook GetClippers. GetClippers is our domain name, so the product name is Clippers.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking
thanks
to
a
us.
Lot.
And hopefully Collision will be a success for you.
Oh, I hope so. I met so many lovely people over here.
That's good.
I love the event.
That's awesome.
Have you already exhibited, or are you on tomorrow?
Oh, no, I did yesterday.
Okay, yesterday.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.